Our gospel lesson is from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Let us listen to the word of God. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him there, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So the great movie classics like Star Wars, they introduce the main characters early on. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. We meet the heroes and villains in the opening scenes. We meet Princess Leia and Darth Vader, R2-D2, C-3PO, and Luke Skywalker. In the newer installment, Episode 7, we're introduced to new characters, Finn, Kylo Ren, and Rey. And then in our Gospel, Luke, we meet the main characters, Joseph, Mary, Elizabeth, and Zechariah. In fact, these first two chapters of Luke are mostly about Mary and her cousin Elizabeth, and they're having babies. Elizabeth with the birth of John the Baptist, and Mary with the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, which just a few days ago we all celebrated. Yet soon this main character, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is about to move into the background. But before we get there, I want to dwell a little more on her journey. Her story is the prequel to the main event in the gospel. Mary comes from a small town in Galilee called Nazareth. She comes from a family that's very devout and religious. She's young and engaged. She and Joseph are poor, but nothing has prepared her for what's about to happen. She's visited by the angel Gabriel, and she's told she will conceive and bear God's son, the Messiah. She's a bit confused as to how it's even physically possible, but Gabriel tells her that nothing is impossible with God. After visiting her cousin for 3 months, Mary and Joseph receive a decree from King Herod to be registered. And you all know this story very well. So they travel to Bethlehem, and Mary gives birth, and she lays the baby in a manger because there's no room for them in the inn. And then we're finally introduced to the main character of the entire Gospel of Luke. There's not much more to Mary's story. She does everything required by the law of the Lord. They have him circumcised and present him in the temple. Then when they're in the temple, Simeon and Anna recognize him as the Messiah. This is a great entrance for Jesus. It's kind of like the opening of Star Wars. Jesus comes from humble beginnings, as does Luke Skywalker, as does Rey. There's a musical entrance when the hero's introduced, but instead of John Williams composing it, Jesus gets an army of angels to sing for him. And finally, where we are today, the child branches off, becoming an adult, which means Jesus' mother and father have to let him go. That's where we find ourselves in today's story. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is about to fade off into the background. The story is the shifting from one character to the other. Mary is fading into the distance while Jesus becomes the main and central focus. In fact, this story of a 12-year-old Jesus lost in Jerusalem is the last story in the Gospel of Luke where we hear Mary mentioned by name. The family just made their annual trip to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover, and they start heading home in a caravan. Soon, Mary and Joseph discover Jesus is missing, so they go back to Jerusalem and start looking everywhere for him. Finally, 3 days later, Mary and Joseph find him amazing everyone in the temple. It's the last place they thought to look. His parents are astonished when they find him there, and Mary tells him he has brought them great anxiety because they were looking for him and couldn't find him. Now, this is the very moment we see Jesus becoming his own, no longer a child, but he becomes a young adult when he says, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Now, Mary doesn't understand what he's saying, but we do. In this simple reply, Jesus is shifting from Mary's child to the Son of God. He's pronouncing to them and to us that Jesus is God's Son. None of them are really ready for it. And Jesus knows this. So he goes back home with them and continues to grow in wisdom. However, this is a turning point. And maybe this turning point actually helps them, because eventually Mary will have to let go of her son and let Jesus be Jesus. Now, this is a bit different. We're talking about the Son of God, but many people here, as parents, have experienced letting go of their children. Siobhan read about 100 parenting books when we had Hannah, and then Lydia, we read even more. And she told me about a story from one of the books she was reading. This mother had forgotten meat for meatloaf, so she asked her 18-year-old son, who just graduated from high school, to go to the store to buy some. This was before cell phones, of course. And finally, after an hour, he comes back home empty-handed. She asked him, "What happened at the store? Where's the meat?" "I looked all over the store, Mom, up every aisle, read every label. They had chicken and pork, steaks, hamburger and fish, but they did not have meatloaf meat." It was at that moment the mother realized she had a lot of work to do that summer before her son went off to college in 3 months. In today's lesson, Mary gets that glimpse, just like this woman. So she must start making preparations for her son, Jesus, to be Jesus, the Son of God. Not her son. A few days ago, we celebrated this baby being born, and we may still want to be there. We may still want to stay there at the manger for at least a few more days. But we live in a real world, which means it moves a lot quicker. Even though we've been waiting and anticipating Christ for a whole month, at least for most Americans, it's pretty much over the very next day. For many, the Christmas decorations have been taken down or soon will be. Much like Mary and Joseph, we need to begin the process of letting go. As we get ready for this new year coming, the best way for us to let Jesus be Jesus is to allow him to do what he does best, to challenge, to transform, to reform each one of us. And we can't do that sitting idly. So we've got to start reaching out to people. We must find new ways to share the good news instead of expecting folks to come here to us. We must find ways to offer grace because we live in a world that's messy. We have to find ways to offer forgiveness, especially to those who have hurt us. We must find ways to offer hope in contrast to the popular fear-filled message we hear in our world today. We must find ways to lift up the lowly, because there are a lot of folks struggling here in our world. We must find new ways to be the church, because sometimes the way we're doing it doesn't seem to be working. So as we prepare for this new year, as we let go of the baby Jesus and follow the Son of God, I hope you consider for your New Year's resolution the light of Jesus as the Son of God, things that you might do to deepen your faith. What about renewing your faith by reading Scripture daily? Find a reading schedule online and make time to engage in God's Word. making it alive for you? What about inviting someone to church? Our church is reaching out to young families by having a messy church. The next one's on January 20th, and we can always use extra help. You can think of your neighbor or relative or a young family you know and invite them to come. What about committing to prayer for others every day? Maybe by praying for those we list in our bulletin, by noticing things on Facebook where people are in their lives, praying for everyone, one page at a time in our church directory. Or do you need to forgive someone? It's not an easy task, but maybe this is the way you can start off fresh. As we do these kinds of things, we let go of the baby Jesus as Mary's son, so that we can discover the real Jesus, the Son of God, and let us be challenged by Jesus, who will transform us and reform us, so that we can carry this light into the world, so that we can do what Christ calls us, each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.